Governor Paula Page has proposed a sweeping measure aimed at making Maine more competitive in attracting large companies to the state. The bill incorporates several proposals the governor has put forth in the past, but Democrats say much of the plan is a non-starter. Mal Leary has more.
The legislation includes several tax breaks, workforce development assistance, electricity subsidies, and access to a financing pool that could provide up to $400 million in loans and tax-exempt bonds for a single project. Hamden Senator Andre Cushing, the assistant Senate majority leader, is sponsoring the legislation for the governor.
These are the type of jobs that come maybe once in a decade or once in a cycle when major corporations look around for factors that will allow them to make a large investment. And so you have to have the capacity available.
Cushing says the provisions in the bill are drawn from the governor's discussions with major company executives about what they look for when they consider where to locate a major project. If adopted, the plan is designed to create hundreds, if not thousands, of new jobs. But House Majority Leader Jeff McCabe, a Democrat from Skowhegan, says most of the governor's proposal has been considered and rejected by past legislatures. He says most troubling is the cost.
We have to pay for the tax breaks we offer. So when I look at this proposal and it talks about reimbursement of sales tax, reimbursement of income tax for anywhere from 10 to 20 years, you know, that's a long time, a long commitment for sort of this hypothetical situation.
McCabe also finds the business loan part of the plan ironic, specifically the call for increased bonding to provide financing. That's because Governor LePage has opposed many similarly ambitious development projects that would have been funded with bonding. He's also held up issuance of some bonds that the voters approved at referendum.
There's a number of bonds that are voter-approved bonds that have been tied up, for a number of years in some cases, just based on sort of the governor using them for political leverage. So here's a political priority of the governor, and he's proposing we borrow more money to fund it. So I find it ironic.
McCabe also takes issue with the provision in the bill that would allow companies using the proposal to ban unions from organizing at the facility. He calls that a non-starter. McCabe says this right-to-work legislation has previously been defeated by Maine lawmakers, even when Republicans controlled the legislature during the governor's first 2 years in office. He says it's also been a failed strategy in other states seeking to attract good jobs. Cushing disagrees. He says it's essential for the sort of transformational industries that the bill seeks to attract to Maine.
If they can get the tools that they need to make this competitive, and they can get it with a state that offers those programs like Right to Work, that makes their job a lot easier in finding good employees and working with them at a competitive rate.
With lawmakers scheduled to complete their work in mid-June, McCabe says such comprehensive and complex legislation should have been introduced months ago. Cushing says there is still time for the legislature to hold a public hearing and consider the plan, which he says is a needed tool for Maine to compete in the global economy. The measure has been sent to the Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee, but no hearing has yet been scheduled. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.